Okay, Rabosai. Continuing along the sugya of Todosein Kayotzeben, Lav Kayotzevehen, we established, according to Rapapa, there are those Todos Kayotze and those Todos Lav Kayotzevehen. We're trying to figure out what various Avos and Todos are, and then what would be the examples of Todos Kayotzeben, Lav Kayotzevehen. So we're up to now, we established Karen, Shane, Varego, what the Avos, what the Todos are, what the Makor is in the Torah. And we know that in all those cases, the Todos are Kayotze Vehen. There's no difference between the Av and the Toda. So Gemara is now suggesting, let's go to Bor. So as far as the source for Bor in the Torah, that's obviously understood. We don't have to spell that out. That's Mefurish, Bekra, the Psukim and Parshas Mishpatim. Just get familiar with the Psukim, because we're going to be dealing with the language of the Psukim very soon. The Torah tells us. Chaf Aleph Lamed Gimel. V'chiyiftach ish bor, o ki yichre ish bor, v'lo yichasenu. That's the first pasuk. The Torah describes the situation of somebody either who opens a bor or digs a bor. Notice it says twice bor. That also is relevant for the Yerushalmi we'll get to in Tosfos. So it talks about yiftach or yichre v'lo yichasenu. It's not covered. It's not secure. V'nafal shama shor o chamor. And what happened is shor o chamor fell in. That's the first pasuk. Next pasuk, Bala Bor Yishalem. The one who made the bor has to pay. Kesef Yashiv Levolav. All these words, of course, are there for drushes. Yashiv, Shavu Kesef. Kesef Yashiv Levolav, he has to pay with Kesef for the damage. And then three more words, Vahames Yelo. The second pasuk finishes the story with mentioning that there was a mace. Earlier doesn't say anything about what happened. Seems to be now implicit that what happened was that they died, but it didn't say so initially. Then it says v'hames yelo, and which is also a halacha, v'hames yelo. That's a din in its own right, and it also can be used for drushes as well. Those are the two psukim that speak about bor. Exactly what is the nature of the bor, how deep it is, all that. That's not at first glance apparent when you read the psukim. Now, the Gemara wants to figure out what is the Toda of Bor. We have the Av of Bor, that's the Psukim that we have. So you don't have to tell me the Psukim, that's clear. What would be the Toda of Bor? And then we'll figure out Kayotzevo, Av Kayotzevo. So the Gemara says, Toda de Bor, Mainiyu. What would be a Toda of Bor? Ilema Av Yud, the Toda Tes. So the Gemara is suggesting the Av HaMazik HaBor is 10 Tfachim. The Toda is 9 Tfachim. What's the idea? What's the pshat that Av is Yud and Toda Tes? Rashi says, Av Asara, Bor Amok Yud Tfachim, Hainu Av, the Bekach Darko Lohamis. So, again, we're going to assume, obviously, that the Av somehow is more embedded in the Parsha. That's what Av is by definition. But Rashi adds, the point is that Av is Darko Lohamis, meaning the Av of Yutfachim, that is Darko Lohamis. And 10, none less than 10, is not Darko Lohamis. In other words, this is obviously predicated on the Mishnah. The Gemara doesn't bring the Mishnah in, but it's obviously hovering over this whole sugya. The Mishnah later, in the fifth parak, Daf Nun Amid Beis, Mishnah says, the case of a person who digs a bor b'shus a rabbi v'nafal tochel shoch hamor chayiv. Mishnah goes on and says it doesn't matter what the shape is, echad achof a bor shiach u'ma'ara charitzin ne'itzin. Whatever it was that is a drop in the ground that causes the shor v'chamor to fall in, makes the person chayiv. Imken lo menema bor. So what's the Torah emphasizing bor, the word bor in the Chumash? Ma bor sheyesh bo kedei lohamis asara tfachim, avko sheyesh bo kedei lohamis asara tfachim. So there's something significant about a bor in the sense that the potential for Misa exists at ten tefachim, and that potential is not seen as existing in less than ten tefachim. Okay, exactly what that's predicated on at this point we don't know. We've seen another line in the Gemara, but that's what the Mishnah says. And the Rashi that we just quoted already points it out. That is, that it's darko lahamis at ten tefachim. Ten tefachim doesn't mean it's definite that the animal is going to die, but it means that it's certainly within the realm of possibility. It's darko lahamis. It's yesh bo kedei lahamis, as the language that the Mishnah uses. What about something less than ten tefachim deep? That's the next part of the Mishnah. That's the bor test that the Gemara is now suggesting would be a tolda. The Mishnah says, "Hayipchusin mi'asar tefachim v'nafa tocha shoach hamor umeis patur b'mhuzak bo chayiv." So the din is clear. The Mishnah establishes for us that the boar being less than ten tefachim is patur on misa, and that's obviously connecting to what we said before in the Mishnah that the only boar that's seen as kedei lahamis is a boar asar. So obviously, how we frame the nature of the patur, that we have to start considering. But that's a fact, that kedei lahamis is by asara, and less than asara is not called kedei lahamis, and that therefore, that means that you'll be patur. Does that mean it's an ones? Does that mean it's some xeris akasub, but this is the understanding? Whatever it means, we'll have to see, but that's the din. But then the Mishnah concludes, b'mhuzak bo chayiv. In other words, since hezek could occur at any, even less than ten tefachim. So hezek yuchayiv a bor test, but not misa. So now we come back to our Gemara. Where the Gemara is trying to understand the case of a toda de bor, the Gemara is suggesting right now that bor yud, that's the av, and that would be somehow evidenced in the pasuk. That would have to be patterned after the pasuk. We have to see exactly where the pasuk said bor yud. But the tolda would be tes. And what would this mean in terms of rapapa, just to simply fill in between the lines here of the Gemara? What was the Gemara getting at? I mean, the context of this whole Gemara is rapapa. So what the Gemara is obviously suggesting, therefore, is that what have we discovered at this point? Now that we know the Mishnah, so what's the din by bor tes? It's chayv only on Ezek and pater on Misa. So that, what would that mean in terms of rapapa, Rabbo say? Tolda saying? That's what the Gemara obviously would be saying. It was that we've discovered our papa. We've solved our search is over. We want a toda lav kayotzivo. So we found it. Because now that we've identified bor tes as being a tolda, so, and the din is, as the Mishnah now tells us in Daf Nun, that the case of bor tes is pater on Misa. So it's lav kayotzivo. And that Misa is only chayiv v'neshor ha-shemeis and bor yud. And just one more knetch here, just to understand. What's the pshat av and tolda? Again, we have to figure out, the Gemara is going to challenge the fact that this is in the pasuk more than the other thing. But at this point, we're assuming the av is yud, and the tolda is tes. But a tolda always means what? And it's lav kayotzibo possibly, because it's somehow less of a mazik. It's less of a mazik. It's a weaker mazik. It's somehow on a lower level. So how do we understand that conceptually? The bor yud is a stronger mazik, and the bor tes is a weaker mazik. In other words, why is that true? Because the bor yud is kedei lahamis, and the bor tes is not kedei lahamis. So that, in that sense, the bor tes has a weakness in the nature, the definition of the mazik, and this is a tolda that would be lav kayotzivo in the fact that you're pater on misa in a bor tes and chayv on misa in bor yud. So simply, what the Gemara is now presenting is trying back to our papa, and it's defining the toda as a mazik that's a weaker mazik. The nature of the mazik is not as strong, because the mazik of a bor tes doesn't have the potential of misa in it. And the din is lav kayotzivo. Hence the din is lav kayotzivo. So everything would seem to be perfectly matched up in terms of explaining what we have as a toda and what the toda lav kayotzivo would mean. The only problem is that by saying that, you're assuming that bor yud is more an av because it's somehow more in the pasuk than the bor tes, and the Gemara is going to challenge that very assumption and go back and forth within that. But in terms of the cheshbon of how it is going to be defined as a toda, we understand, and why it would be Rav Kayotziba, we understand. That's what we have just introducing the sugya, just tip of the iceberg. Okay, Yaakov, question.
The way that the Gemara is like the toda here, it seems like it's a totally different like way of toda than all the other elbows and their toda, because here it's like, it's not just that, like, for instance, like how we said with Rashi, the Rith, how like either the didn't like the Tashlumen being different. Here it's just like the whole like nature.
Explain
of
yourself.
Of
why?
Here the whole nature of the Mazik's different. It's that it's a Mazik that either, sorry, the Av is different. That the Av, one Av will kill and one Av will damage. Not that they do the same thing, and then the Tashlumen's different. That they just do different things.
Again, you know. Why are you assuming that killing and damaging and injuring the animal is really two different worlds? Maybe that assumption is not necessarily correct. The animal can die, the animal can get injured. Okay, meanwhile, if the animal dies, you're chayiv in a bar yud and a patur in a bar tes. So there's a difference in terms of the tashlumin. It's lav kayotzivo, it's patur on misa. I mean, are these viewed?
Anyway,
yeah, so the bar tes, which is a weaker mazik, it doesn't have the kedei lahamis in it, there's a ptur misa. So it's a weaker mazik, it's a tolda, and somehow bar yud is more in the Torah, and bar tes is not in the chumash, but it's a tolda, it's a lav kayotziv al tolda, and it's a weaker mazik in the fact that it doesn't do as much as a bar yud can do. What's wrong? Why is it so much different than before?
It's the nature of the Av. It's not that the outcome. It seems like the difference in Av and Tolda was like the outcome is different. Like after it does its damage, like now how do you like charge it?
You're chayav on
the
case of Misa. You're not paying for Misa. So it's Lav Kayotzivo. The Bor Yud is chayav on Misa, but this is Patra Misa. I think it's Pashup Shana Gemara. I don't think it's Chidushin. I mean, just you have to get used to it. That's the stumble thing what I was trying to say.
According to Rashi, shouldn't you be Pashup from the Zikin also? If it's Tolus and Lafayos, shouldn't it be just Chayav or
Pashup? See, there's a misnomer here. When you say the Shor died, that's not the Zikin.
It's also
the Zikin. The Zikin. Ki yigov sharish es sharei uvameis. Right? Umachu es hashor achai. What's that? That's a pasha of tam. That's a pasha of shortam. What's a shortam? You pay chatsi nezek. The chatsu is kaspo. You take the value of the shor that died. The maisa was that a shor killed another shor. That's nezikin. Within nezikin, you can have the possibility of the shor dying or getting injured. Either way, you assess the damage. The damage can be assessed based on what the injuries were. The damage can be assessed based on what the value of the carcass is. Taken off from the original value of the live animal. But either way, it's a form of nezikin.
Doesn't Rashi assume that all, if it's told the same life carries around, then the tolda
So that regard, you're right. So it's a little bit different, right? So maybe that's what Yaakov is alluding to. In other words, you're saying that it's not a ptur nezikin in all cases. It's a ptur nezikin in a particular case. Nechanami. That would be different than the rest. Before we were saying lav kayotzivo, right? Since bortes is chayev on nezikin, so it's not the lav kayotzivo that you're totally ptur nezikin. You're ptur nezikin in a particular case. I grant you that. Nechanami. So it will be right. It will be up kayotzivo in a particular case in the zikin. Yeah, okay. Say it, but that still could be an example of kayotzivo because the other case, the av, is chayiv in all cases in the zikin. Yeah. That would be chera that the Gemara is trying to push for that the lav kayotzivo would be a bor tes, and that would be the case of a toda de bor. Yoni had a question. We haven't seen anything yet.
Not very
much.
Okay, so
never mind. Okay, let's see. Well, if it's good, we'll take it afterwards. Just don't forget it. Okay, so the Gemara rejects this. Or at first, the Gemara says you want to say ilei ma'av yud toda tes. In fact, the Gemara lo tes ksivi v'lo yud ksivi. In other words, you look in the Chumash. We have the two psukim. There's no indication in the Chumash that there's a bar tes, there's a bar yud. So why would you make the av a bar yud and the tod a bar tes? Av always means it's in the pasuk, and the tod is not in the pasuk. But nothing's in the pasuk. It doesn't say anything. No, the Gemara understands that there's a difference in halacha. The Mishnah is clear. The Gemara knows the Mishnah. There's obviously a Mishnah that talks about a bar yud that you chayv and misa, and bar tes that you patra and misa chayv and nizakin. All that's true, but mitzad the definition of bar. You have no right to extrapolate and say, well, therefore, bor yud is an av, and bor tes is a tod. Nothing's in the chumash. The din is clear. Bor is a bor, and you'll be chayiv on misaf in the bor kedei lohamis. That's a mitzias. Kedei lohamis, you chayiv on misa. Laf kedei lohamis, you patra misa. But lemaisa, there's no evidence that the av is bor yud more than bor tes. Nothing is in the chumash. That's the Gemara's kasha. To which the Gemara pushes back and says, no, that's not a problem. Halu kasha. Because the hames yelo amarachmana, the pasuk, remember the pasuk, the second pasuk concludes with words hames yelo. So the pasuk talks about the case that there was a mace. And once the Torah says that, and now what does that, what follows from that? The kimu rabbanon, the rabbanon do an assessment, and they established that yud avdan misa, 10, a depth of 10 can cause misa. Tes, Nizikin Avdi Misa Lo Avdi, that by 9, Nizikin can occur, but not Misa. Misa is not something that would normally happen by less than Yud. And therefore, the Gemara is saying that by virtue of the Vamesia Lo, therefore it's Ki'ilu, you have in the Pasuk Mefurish a reference to Bor Yud. Because that chiluk, in other words, that chiluk that we talk about, a bor being darko lohamis biyud, versus less than yud, that's not darko lohamis, that's actually rooted in words that are in the parsha. Vames yelo speaks about the fact that there was misa, which brings us to the fact that only a bor that has misa could be chayif for misa, and therefore it's ki'ilu, the bor yud is in the parsha. So therefore, we can go back to our original suggestion that the bor yud is the av and the bor tes would be a tolda, because meis yago is referencing to bor yud, which the Gemara counters back and says, no, I'm not accepting that. Why? In fact, the Gemara sof, still at the end of the day, ze av l'misav, ze av l'nizakin. And these words of the Gemara read need a lot of explanation, a lot of elucidation. The Gemara is saying, no, l'maisa, ze av l'misav, ze av l'nizakin. There is a status of av that you can establish and impart on the bor tes as well in terms of nizikin. You can't tell me that it's a tolda and it's not mefurish mikra based on the bames yelo. No, to the contrary, there's a status of av for tes as well for nizikin. In a chinami, the din is the same. Nothing is, the din of the Mishnah is not hanging the balance here. The din is clear that a bor tes is patra misa. Chayv and Ezekin. But that halacha is the halacha of an av, just like the av of Bor Yud is an av, and there you'll be chayv and misa. So the av of Bor Tes, which is also an av, will be chayv and Ezekin, patra misa. But in terms of definitionally, that it should be less of an av, and told it's not true. So what is the Gemara? What's the back and forth in the Gemara? What does the Gemara mean now? The Gemara had a good smach from the word Vamei Siyalo, that the Pasuk is speaking about a Bar Yud. So what does the Gemara mean by asking, no, sof zav umisa, what is the Pshat in the Gemara? The Rashi seems to have two Pshatim. Let's read carefully the Rashi on what this Gemara's kash is. Because of this kash, the Gemara falls away from the suggestion of Bar Tes being the Tolda. The Gemara goes in a whole different direction, suggesting something totally new. So meanwhile, we're getting acquainted with the Inyan of a Bar Yud, a Bar Tes, the Chiv, on Misa by Bar Yud, the Ptur Misa by Bar Tes. And at the end of the Gemara Sakavitari here, we don't have any reason to differentiate in terms of Av and Toda. So the definition of Av would extend even to Bar Tes. But meanwhile, what's going on in the Gemara? Zakt Rashi. V'zeh Av v'nezikin. This Gemara's Kasha, that because of this, there's no reason to separate a Bar Tes and Bar Yud in terms of seeing it as not an Av, but a Toda. Why is that? V'zeh Av v'nezikin. The imnafal shor, the bor tisha umes, pater balabor, v'muzak chayv. Okay, that's again the Mishnah and Daf Nun. That if the shor falls into a bor tisha umes pater, but huzak chayv, the avhu, and the Gemara is stressing that it isn't av. Why? Zok Rashi in the first pshat, da midiyuka dekra nafka, because that halacha that imhuzak chayv can be emerging from a diuk of the pasuk. And if it's medik of the pasuk, Rashi seems to be saying that it can have the din of an av. If it's midiyuka dekra, also a chidush. Pashtas, diyuka dekra, that's not the same as being mefurish bekra. Rashi is a midiyuka dekra nafka, therefore it's an av. What's the diuk? Also strange in Rashi. What's the diuk? Midachsiv v'hameis yelo demashma bor asara debar miktohu chaya b'misa sashor. Bor asara, that has the potential to kill the animal. So that's where you chayiv on misa sashor. Meis yelo. So you chayiv on misa in that case. Of the bor asara, but the diuk is going to say, but less than 10, the misa lo chayiv, they won't be chayiv a misa. Haben esikim is chayiv. Rashi reads into the diuk seemingly two things, right? On misa you putter, but esikim you'll be chayiv. Where does Rashi see that in the diuk of the pasuk? So first of all, Rashi is calling the diuk an av. That's also hard to know. Why is that an av? It's only a diuk. Shper Rashi. Rashi says, and what is the diuk? The diuk is that the mes yelo is chayiv on misa by a bor yud, because that's where it can do misa. But less than that, there won't be chayiv on misa, but you'll be chayiv on the zikin. Where do you get hab and zikin is chayiv? You want to be medayik that bar shmiyachi be misa lo chayiv. Okay, I grant you that diuk. Where do you have now the right to go beyond that? Say, bar and zikin is chayiv. Where does that come from? How do you see that in the diuk? Tosis of Rush, Kinnira understood Rashi that the Haben Ezekim is Chayiv is actually a Svara. And then he asks on Rashi, the Shita quotes from the Tosis of Rush, right? Yeah, this is therefore he doesn't like Rashi's first pshat. Therefore he says the pshat is Rashi's second pshat. He goes off to Rashi's second pshat. Yeah. The Russian Tosfos of Rush. Vizel Lashon Tosfos of Rush. No. Sof, yeah, there's that. Sof. The Pirish Rashi's out, Kasha. This first pshat that we just read, the first pshat in Rashi of the Gemara, explaining the Gemara Sof, the Mikol Makom, Asara Dechsib Behed Yahavi Av. Vitisha Denafki Misvara, he already says, Vitisha means the Chi of Nezikin of Tisha, Denafki Misvara, Havi Tolda. So that's why the Av is Yud, because that's Behedya Bekra, and the Tisha, that's Nafki Misvar. In other words, we asked, where do you have in the Diuk HaPasuk Ha Tisha Yochayev Ben Ezekin? So according to Rashi would have meant that's a Svar already. In other words, Tisha, you're not Chayev Amisa, but Mistama, what does Tisha have the ability to do? To be Mazik the Shore. So that's Yochayev Ben Ezekin. So it comes out that the Chi of Ezekin Betes is a svara, says the Russell. That's why it's a toda. After all, and here you have an interesting piece of information, a nugget here. The koshar todos, not me misvar nafki. Here's an interesting lesson to Russia. See, the makar for todos, not a pasuk, not Russia. The makar for all todos is misvara. Why the todos chayiv misvara? No, so that makes Bartes a toda like anything else. And therefore, he rejects Rashi's first pshat. V'cheinira kipir sheni shapirish. According to Tosfos Rush, I mean, we're quite right. There's nothing in the pasuk that would be implying the chi of nezikin betes by bartes, except the svara. And he says, if that's what it is, then the svara does not kind of enough to get it to be enough. It's no different than all the toldos that are misvara. So, what can we say for Rashi? Mistama Rashi didn't mean a svara. Rashi meant the svara is tainas, you know, irrefutable. Somehow Rashi must have felt, and this is why Rashi says Midiuka de Kranafka, that the Chi of Nezikin Betes somehow can also be gleaned from the Pasuk. Hard to know how. What is the Diuk? The only thing I could add is that it doesn't really completely help, but maybe like this. The Hames Yolo is speaking like matter-of-factly. Like it's understood that there was a Hames Yolo. It's like, yeah. Like, you don't have to even state that there was Misa. So by saying that, it almost implies, but a bar test, yeah, that could have been the Zikin. If it's like in mace, if the Torah would speak like did, mace, chayiv. So then the only thing I can get out of that in terms of a diuk is, oh, so this bar, you're chayiv from Misa. The other bar, you're pater from Misa. You can't go beyond that. You can't get to Nezikin chayiv. Where do you see that? All you can be like is that the din I'm telling you is here. And that din of chiyuv and misa would not apply there. So then there's no way you can get to tasbin chayiv. Maybe the reason why Rashi feels I can go beyond is because the Torah doesn't speak about the misa in terms of the din of misa. It speaks about the natural occurrence of a mesia lo. And hence the din that you're chayiv. So the way the Torah expresses the chiyuv of Misa is expressed in terms of what was expected to happen in the bar yud. So I was thinking maybe Rashi meant like that. To the extent that the Torah's mechayiv Misa in the expected circumstance of Misa, and now we're being medayik that there's another case of bar tesh where there wasn't an expectation of Misa, but now the deal can even embrace. But what was expected by Bortes? Oh, Nezikin, see, Chayv and Nezikin. So the reason why Rashi felt that we can squeeze the diuk to tell me a Chayv and Nezikin is because the way the Torah spoke about the Chiyav Misa by Bar Yud was speaking in this matter-of-fact way. The Havada, Hamis Yelo, Havada is a Misa. Yeah, like, not. You should know that you're Chayv and Misa. Now, Hamis Yelo, it's understood that it was Misa. And you pay for that. So the diuk can therefore carry over to the bar test, not just to say that there's a tuar misa. If the Torah spoke about the chiyuv in a direct way, then all you have to medayik is that chiyuv of misa doesn't apply by test. But if Torah spoke about the chiyuv of misa in conjunction with what was expected to happen, meaning the misa of the bar yud, so then the diuk would carry over that in the case where the misa wasn't expected, where you're patra misa, there's something else that would be expected that you'd be chayiv on. So the diuk can allow us to even extrapolate to the chiyuv nezikin. And that's what I thought. I didn't see anywhere. Just thinking. Maybe that's what Rashi was thinking. Clearly, Rashi didn't think the svara of Tosa Rush. Then it wouldn't be enough. Rashi allows the diuk to... But it's still a chiddush to quote a nav based on that. It's still a diuk of the pasuk. That's also hard. But Rashi somehow felt in the Lishna Kama that the chiyuv nezikin is somehow... implied by the din of the Torah, the way the Torah tells you the chiyuv by misa yud can allow us to draw out the chiyuv nezikin and bortes. This is lishna kama of Rashi. This is only one pshat of Rashi, and this is what the Gemara means: sof zavu misa zavu nezikin. Okay, take it or leave it, Rabbi. I'm not sold on it. I'm just trying to be miyashiv. I'm just noticing that the vames yelo is written in a matter of fact way. So maybe that's what allows us to start thinking about the parallel case in what would have been the natural reality of that case having a different din. And you know, it's not just the Ptur Misa, but the Chiv Nezikin. No. Anyway, Yaakov.
we're saying that it's difficult to learn an Avad of a Diuk, but isn't it even more difficult within Rashi because of what we saw in the Pesach Aleph about the Hedra? So he has to work with his own shita. He's like the one who goes like,
yeah,
so
but again,
far to say to be the hedger, to be an Av, and now he's saying
yeah,
the
yeah, but it now. Could be, I hear, that's correct. We said that the behedya means that the Torah is speaking about one case, and the other cases are not spelled out, but they're like part of the parsha, and still only called a toda. Yeah. Here, Rashi is making it better than that. Yeah, to overcome that hurdle, it makes it even more of a hurdle. Right? Maybe, again, because what I'm saying now maybe makes it a little lighter. You know, the Hames Yolo is the natural occurrence of the Bar Yud, so it's like, but it's still not behedya in the same way. It's not behedya. I hear, I don't know. Tzarchim, I don't know. That's the first pshat of Rashi. Yes?
Well, what exactly, when Rashi said behedya, was he referring to behedya? The mentioning of bor, not the way of how it, like days or not. We know behedya, we're dealing with bor.
That's
so
true.
The diuk is not on
right,
the
but the Torah. Right, but we explained the Rashi of behedya in the beginning.
Or
yeah, but we explained the behedya to mean that the toldos. The Torah spoke about negicha, right? But negicha is part of the parsha. The Torah spoke one example. The animal could gore. The animal could push. The animal could kick. The Torah spoke about the one example, but all the examples are part of the parasha. It's just that the Torah spoke explicitly benegicha. So if that's still a toldah, because even the Torah is allowing for all the examples, the Torah just enumerated one. So how could the diuk, to get me to another case of a bar tes, allow it to rise to a level of an av? I mean, it should be no better than a negifa that's not in the pasuk, but it's in the pasuk because the Torah gave one example of different things a shor could do when it's kavanah sel hazik. So why would the diuk of such a pasuk to allow me to know that the bar tes chay ben azikin be better than the way we explained the toldos of Karen, for example, being basically part of the parasha, but just that the Torah didn't exactly say it behedya? That's what he's tining. I hear it. It's a good tining. I don't know. It doesn't seem to square with that other pshat that we gave in the Rashi, but the Rashi seemed to say that too, so I don't know. Just to say this Rashi, the first pshat of Rashi doesn't go with the other Rashi, I don't know. Okay, so that's Sarachian, Rashi, but Rashi's saying something here. There's seemingly a pshat in the Gemara that there is a diuk to be made that allows us to extrapolate to the din of Chi of Nezik and Betes, and that's enough for everything to be called an av. That's Rashi's first pshat. Rashi comes with another pshat, Lishna Achrina. So Rashi suggests a pshat, which this is what the Rush prefers. Interesting, the Tosfos doesn't even quote the first pshat. When Tosfos quotes Rashi, he actually only quotes the second pshat, maybe because the problem Tosfos Rush was so clear. Lishna Achrina, that the Gemara means as follows. Sof sof, ze'av l'misa, ve'ze'av l'nezakin, as follows. Dechihecha denafik lan mikra, bar asara l'misa. Just as we can see in the pasuk and learn out, chiyuv bar asara l'misa, nafka lan bar tes l'nezakin. We can just as well read the pasukim and come away with the halacha that a bar tes chayv nezakin. Mamish reading the pasuk. How so? Dichsiv. Pasuk starts, the first pasuk. Dichsiv, v'nafal shama shor o chamor. That pasuk, there is no mention of the animal dying. V'nafal shama shor chamor. Says Rashi, the Gemara is understanding that those words to mean, mashma bein meis bein huzak. Whatever happened to the animal, whatever, whether it was misa or hezek, in other words, the Torah is already speaking about whatever could have happened to the animal. Bala bar yishalim. Which means that it could be a bar yod, it could be a bar tes. Because, again, the point is it could be huzak. But obviously, but then ask yourself, then if it's a bar tes, then how can it be chayv and misa? So Rashi steps back. He says, miu, in mesa shor, wait a second, if the shor dies, amur rabbanan, now Rashi gives me something of an explanation here. Amur rabbanan, this is paralleling the Gemara that says that the kimul rabbanan, Amar Rabbanan, bibor tisha pat. That if it's mace, then you put the bibor tisha, delo machmas habor mace. Interesting words. Rashi gives something of a tight shear. The Gemara just says, tes nizikin avdi misa lo avdi. So you put in misa of a shor in a bar tes. Rashi says the words, delo machmas habor mace, dein bo kedei lo hamis. So, the Embok de Lohamis we saw in the Mishnah Daf Nun. The idea of Darko Lohamis that we saw in the very first Rashi in Dibur Maschil Avasara. What's new in this Hemshech of Rashi within, when he's discussing the second Pshat in the Gemara, Rashi adds a layer here that we haven't seen before. That the tour of Misa Bibor Tes, Delo Machmas Habor Meis. To know what those words mean. First glance, hard to know it. The animal would have just pumped, had a heart attack at that second, had it not, I mean, obviously, it died because it fell in the boar. I mean, obviously. The boar test doesn't usually cause misa, but you tell me, it didn't die machmas the boar, what does it mean? Right? Yeah?
A person can die by falling into something higher than him also. Like, if they decide as they're falling to land on their head directly.
Again, I want to know Pshat in the words of Rashi. Delo machmas habor
meis. Yeah, exactly. It's machmas, the weird configuration of their body during the fall.
Same, but obviously falling into the bar was a contributing factor, correct?
It wasn't just the bar.
Oh, so now you're saying good. Now you're saying maybe you mean this. It wasn't just the bar. Okay, we'll see more about this in just a minute. But it's interesting. Rashi throws this in at this point. It's something new. see, this is not the only way to explain it. Like, and we have to know what is it. Aber huzak chayev, the bar tisha barnezakin. First, the basic pshat in general, then the fine print. What is the second pshat of Rashi, according to the Gemara? What is the Gemara rejecting the suggestion that bar tes is a tolda? Why, says the Gemara? Because bar tes is in the parsha. That's the Gemara. It's in the parsha. Where is it? Read. V'nafa shamashor chamor. That means whatever happens, which means that it can be misa, it can be nezikin, which means it can be a bar yur, it can be a bar tes. No, the chiyuv nezikin be bar tes is already explicit in the pasuk. This is ben huzak. The possibility of hezek and the liability for hezek is already in the Torah, because it's interpreted as ben makes ben huzak. So obviously, the bar tes is part of that liability. Elamai, the halacha is that by bar yud, be pater be bar tes. I should say, you pater a misa. And Rashi says, "Amar Rabbanan that Patur Shlomachmes Abar Meis in Bukdei Lahamis." What is conspicuously missing in Rashi that you would want Rashi to have mentioned when he talks about the Ptur Misa by Bortes? What did Rashi seem to leave out here in explaining the Lishta Basra, the second pshat? In explaining the second pshat within the Gemara of Zavu Misa, what did Rashi mention? What the Gemara does mention? And what Rashi mentions in the Lishna Kama of Rashi. What's missing here? The Pasuk. In other words, seemingly, Vames Yelo, that's the giveaway, that what we have is that there's a Chiyuv Misa only in the Bor Yud, which is Avdim Misa, and not in Bor Tes. Tosa is going to have trouble with Rashi anyway, that seemingly Rashi's quoting the fact that Bestam Bor is Yud, And we have the Mesiyelo. But Lamaisa, the Gemara here says Mefurish, the halacha that you putter in a bartes if the animal died, the Gemara says, is because of Mesiyelo Merachman. Right, that's what the Gemara says. And Rashi, when he had the first pshat of how the Gemara is asking, it's an avlin nezikin. Rashi clearly acknowledges that drasha. Because Rashi says, Ad kedei kach, that the drasha carries over to the chiyuv nezikin of tes. So what did Rashi say? Da mediyuka de kranafka, hamesia lo, bor asor de bar mikta, hu chayiv misa shor, habach meyachi. Rashi goes as far as saying, hab nezikin mischayiv. So Rashi himself, in the very same Rashi, when he had the earlier pshat in the Gemara, acknowledges that the makor, the source, for the ptur of misa by bor tes, is what? The Torah of Misa by Bor Tes, yeah, is what? Is a Mesiyelo. That's what Rashi says, right? And Rashi even says, and maybe the Gemara meant that there's a diuk that even goes beyond that, that there's a chiyuv of Nezikin. Okay, that Rashi, which the Basra doesn't seem to say, because Rashi says that the chiyuv of Nezikin is itself from the Nafash HaMashor HaChamor. But seemingly the pshat of a Mesiyelo that's Mimayet Bor Tes from chiyuv of Misa, that seemingly should be the same no matter what. That doesn't seem to be up in the balance here. So what's Rashi suddenly bringing in this idea of, now you guys explained it nicely, go machmas abar meis, maybe elaborate a little bit. It wasn't just because of the bar. What's this, a new idea? A new mucker? The mucker, why a putter by a bar, tes v'misa, seemingly is based on what? Based on what? If I ask you, what is it based on? Why is Pater Bartes if the animal died? Why? Where do I know it? What's the makor? What's the makor? What should be the makor? That's the Gemara, and that's Rashi himself. Suddenly, when Rashi continues with the second pshat in the Gemara, Zavu Misa Menezikin, that what? The Nezikin is in the parsha too, but you should know, in Mesa Shor, Amar Rachman, Amar Rabbanan, but the Amar Rabbanan, the Gemara says Amar Rabbanan too, Kimu Rabbanan, and the Kimu Rabbanan is connected to Vamei Siyalo, so Rashi leaves that out. Why? What? We're coming with a new Makar? The Gemara Makar is Vamei Siyalo. L'chara, why shake heaven and earth here? L'chara, the Pshat in Rashi has to be seen. I mean, if you want to say Torah, we'll just try to see Karav L'Pshat. What Rashi is doing is not going against the Gemara. What is Rashi doing here? He's explaining. It's explaining. It's not stomach zeres akasuv. You could say zeres akasuv, amisya lo, yoin chayv amisya bevar yud. You could say that, but you could say better. You could say better. But amisya lo, only chayv misa by bar yud, that's kedei lahamis, not bar tes. And Rashi gives you a little bit of a knach here. What's the pshat? Why is that true? Because it's lo machmes habormis. So it's because we say that the misa was caused by more than just the bor, by other factors, and we'll see more evident a parallel to this idea in the Gemara later, Nachovel. So that explains the drash of Xeris HaKasuv. Rashi doesn't have to keep repeating the words of the Xeris HaKasuv every time. Rashi said it before, the Gemara says it, Rashi says Amar Rabbanan. It means Amar Rabbanan working off of the drash. That would be the simple way to explain it. The only thing that's a little bit strange, I guess, is so why does Rashi feel the need to give this particular hesber in the Xeris HaKasuv, this explanation, within the second pshat that he learns in the Gemara? Like, is that issue dafka related to the Gemara's kasha within the second pshat more than the first pshat? This is a nice idea that we're going to soon going to see maybe another way to understand it, not the way that sounds from Rashi that it's lo machmes habor meis. But meanwhile, Rashi says that way. Why is that particularly connected to the second pshat in the Gemara that Rashi gives for the Gemara's kasha more than the first pshat? I don't know. Rashi gives two pshatim in the Gemara. Pshat number one. So, zevmi samizikin means I can infer from the diuk of the pasuk that there's a chiyuv in the zikin, difficult diuk, but that's what Rashi says. And then Rashi has another pshat that the chiyuv in the zikin is av by tes, av in the zikin, because the pasuk speaks about all cases. And the only thing is, you putter on bar yud, the zeres akasuv. And Rashi, by the way, tells me the pshat of zeres akasuv. I mean, why is that relevant more here than before? But really, that should be, that's true no matter what. That's an interesting maramakam, an interesting idea that Rashi is learning pshat and xeris akasuv. We'll see the implications of that. But so happens, Rashi mentions it, b'toch hadvarim, as he's explaining the second way to learn pshat in the Gemara's kash.
Rashi left out Hamesi Alo, because the second time he's explaining what changed in the Gemara, why they first thought that only Yod is going to be the Av, and then Yod and Tess.
He doesn't want you to stress it because that would make it pushing it more to that should be the Av. But he says, Nafosham Mashoach HaMoris, Bein Meis Bein Huzak.
We only know because Meis Yelov clarifies it could also be Misa, so now I know the case of Nezek and...
But again, the point is, without the drush of Meis Yelov, apparently, we would not say...
I mean, the Stam case would be Nezek, because we're talking in Nezek, damages, not in Misa. I would think, and then now Meis Yelov comes and tells us, oh no, even a case of Misa could be part of this parsha.
Even a case of Misa. But the Meis Yelov is telling me that there's no Chiyuv Misa b'Bartes. Because only when you have the Kedei Lo Hamis, which is Machmas HaBor Meis Yechayiv HaMisa, that's coming from Meis Yelov. It's just that we're teaching the Xeris HaKasuv. You could say it's Stam Xeris HaKasuv. You could say it has an explanation to it. This explanation of Rashi is working with the Xeris HaKasuv. That's what we would say. Now, people, you were machavim, really, I think, to the svara of the Gemara later and the Rashi later in a different context. We'll have to see the relationship between that sugya and this sugya. But what you all said, I think it's correct pshat. When Rashi says, lo machmas habor meis, so I asked you, the animal would have died had it not fallen to the bor? Absolutely not. We're not assuming the animal would have died anyway. But obviously, the animal died because it fell in the bor. Just that typically a bor tes would not cause misa. But what misa? The animal died because it fell in the bor. Sure. So what does it mean, lo machmas habor meis? So you said very good. The answer is, but there were other factors. It couldn't have been solely the bor. And that's really what you have in Rashi and Sadia Mabez. The sugya, Sadi Aleph, but the Gemara mentions the one of the brisim that gets quoted in Sadi Aleph gets quoted on Sadia Mabez. Now this is, let's say, by Ratzicha. The Torah talks about or chovel. So the Torah talks about the weapon that was used either in an act of chavala, when one person is chovel b'chavero, or in an act of etzicha, in different psukim in the Torah speaks about the weapon. So by chovel, be'evin or be'egrof, in Parshas Mishpatim, the lo yamas v'nafal mishkav, you have to pay various tashlumin of the heidvarim. So the Gemara quotes Lamashu in Tzadi Yom Beis, the first wide line, Chimin HaTimni Omer, Ma Egrof Miyuchad Shemasu Le'edo Le'edim, Avko Shemasu Le'edo Le'edim. Pratlus Yatsa Mitachas Yad Ha'edim. So there's a hekish. Egrof means a fist. And the Evan is another case. He hit the person with a stone. So he darshins that you have to be able to, he holds that Basin has to inspect the weapon to see that the weapon was such a weapon that would normally cause the hezek that resulted, the injury that resulted from this striking. So now he says, Egrof is always available. You can always see the person's fist, but the guy's being taken to Basin. You look at his fist and see, could this fist have caused this type of injury? So he says, so it is by Evan. Rabbi Akiva disagrees only in the sense that you don't need Basin to inspect, you need the Edom to have that idea. The Edom have to be able to know that it has to be muster not to the Basin, but to the Edom. That's what the Gemara explains further, that the Edom have to be able to tell that the weapon was a weapon that would have normally done that type of hezek. Lashon of Rashi there, Lashon of Rashi, Dibra Maschel, Shemasu Le'edo Le'edim. Rashi says, this is the opinion that requires a Beis Din be aware of the possibility that could have happened, that it was Shaykh for such a thing to happen based on the weapon used. Sheyachal Avil Beis Din La'omdo, to do an assessment, Im Ra'oi Egrov Zeh Lasus Chavalazu. Would we expect this type of a fist to cause this type of a Chavala? The main Ra'oi. And if you wouldn't think that what resulted here would have been normally what would result from such a fist, lo yishalem, shemachmas chalshuso shozeh v'rakuso nechba. What's Rashi say? What do you mean? The guy wouldn't have been, he can't say would have happened otherwise. Obviously the guy was beaten up. But the fact that he got beaten up to the extent he was also a function of his own internal weakness and composition. And therefore, if that would mean that it wasn't totally attributed to the Egrof. The Gemara now in Sadi Aleph has the following question. And here's interesting. The Gemara's Shaila is, Yesh Omed L'Nezikin or Ein Omed L'Nezikin. The Gemara brings in the issue of Bor, Tess, Vinogea, the following issue. Now, the Shaila the Gemara has posed is, Yesh Omed L'Nezikin or Ein Omed L'Nezikin. Mi Amrinan, when it comes to death, we understand that you have to do an omed. An omed means a Beis Din's or the Edim's, let's say Beis Din's evaluation. Bahachi nafkin neshama, bahachi lo nafkin neshama. This is what it takes to kill. Avol nezakin koldehu. But by nezakin, there's no halach of omed, because there we say that there's anything could cause nezakin. Or maybe Nezakin also needs Omed. Rashi says, Liktalahu damdinan, and here Rashi quotes the halacha by Ritzicha. Tzir be'even yad, this is in Parshas Maaseh, asher yamus bahi kahu. Be'even yad asher yamus bahi kahu. So you see the Torah is emphasizing that the even has to be such an even that is ra'oi l'hamis. Avol nezikin, says Gemara, ein omdin. Meaning they don't do it. You don't know halacha for nezikin to do an omed. Dafilu ein chevet zeh roi lehezek zeh. Even if this chevet did not cause the hezek, chayiv. The zimnin the adz itzik bekodehu. When it comes to nezikin, there's no threshold that you could say beyond, less than that, it shouldn't cause nezikin. Anything could cause any nezikin. You don't start playing around and say, this should have caused it. Nezikin is always chayiv. You have to know, the Gemara says ketala. We're talking about only ritzicha. We're talking about ketala of a person. Does Gemara mean ketala of a creature? How do you learn the Gemara? How do you learn the Gemara?
Rashi seems to say it's a person.
Rashi gives the example of ketala of a person being put to death. Now, let's see a little bit in the Gemara second. Tashma, so the Gemara brings in the first of the many taparayas on this issue from the following, the Mishnah Nunamabes. Ma bor, The boar has the potential to kill at 10 tfachim, less than 10 tfachim, hapchusim b'sar tfachim, nafashama tocha shorach, a moral mace potter, who's like, well, chai. The Mishnah states that for less than 10 tfachim, your hezek is chayiv. Now, less than 10. So what does that mean, less than 10? My rav, mimata lemala kachashiv, are we counting from down and up? Meaning, we say pchusim, and huzek b'chai means as little as it might be, 1, all the way till 9, but up until 10, not including 10, and huzek chayiv. When you get to 10, then even misas chayiv. That means we're starting at the lowest depth of a boar. V'achi kama, mitefach v'yad asara, misaleka, nizakinika. What would that mean? That any hezek at any depth of a boar is chayiv b'nezikin. Alma l'nezikin kodu. So what does that show me? Shlamina ain't omdin l'nezakin. So you see that when it comes to nezikin, we don't have any halacha of omed. Anything could be potentially viewed as shayach to cross hezek. That's the Gemara's suggestion. Gemara's do. So that's one way to read. Or Gemara says, oh, mimalu mata kachashiv. We're really going the other direction, from top to bottom, and saying that, as if to say, right, 10 and above, talking above 10, is chayiv misa. Once you start going less, meaning just a little less than 10. So now we haven't gone down too much beyond lower than 10. So then, you chayiv nezikin. But obviously, if you start going even further down, you can get to a point where the omed might say, you couldn't cause nezikin, you'd be potter. So then, the Gemara says, a little less than 10, nezikin isa misa leka. Every particular thing has to be measured according to what is the potential for nezikin. So the Gemara has a whole shayla. The Gemara ends up being poshet the shayla, tashma, the very end, right before the two dots, by bringing the drush of Shimon HaTimni that was quoted earlier at Tzadi Yomid Beis. Ma egrof miyuchad mishmasal edel edem, avkom miyuchad shmasal edel edem, shmamina yeshomid and nezikin, shmamina. We're talking about a case of chovel, and it's nezikin, it's not misa, the adam. And you see, yesh omid l'nezikin. Now I ask you, Rabbi Osai, relate this Gemara that we just read to the din of a bor tes l'misa. So what could be the basis of the halacha that a bor tes is pater on misa? It could be reflecting what halacha? What?
I'm not sure if this is exactly similar, but in the case like, when you have
what would you say? The Gemara is just talking about various stages less than 10, whether that particular nezikin can result. And the Gemara ends up saying, Yesh Omed L'Nezikin. So now I ask you, what could be the halacha of Bor Tes being Patra Misa? What could it be based on?
Omed
L'Misa. That's Pasha the Gemara, Omed L'Nezikin. Right. It could be this halacha. But we also said it's based on Vamesi Yalo. So that's part of our question. Do you need a new pasuk Vamesi Yalo? We have a Gemara of Yesh Omed L'Nezikin, and the Gemara says, and we're trying discussing that within a bar less than Tes Agavi Nezikin. So by extension, a Tes can't cause Misa. So, but why do you need a pasuk? Let's leave that Vamesi Yalo. Why do you need a pasuk? Obviously, the animal died because it fell in the boar. No question about that. But lo machmas habor b'vad meis. It died because of what other factors? Rashi has a svara here on Amud Aleph because it could be bad mazel. Rashi says in B'toch HaShakavetarya, the be'ina numdina el mazalei hu de israelei. Rashi in the middle of this Gemara. It could have been a lot of things. So you need a pasuk to tell me. Okay, you have to know what need a pasuk. But the gather of the pasuk of Amesi Alo could be very much aligned with this Gemara. But you have to know, what do you need a pasuk if you have this halacha? But it seems to be within the realm of this, the Rashi that we see, that says, Lo machmas habor meis, seems to be very much in line with this issue of Omed. Yesh Omed l'nezikin, yesh omed l'misa. Again, why would you need a special pasuk over here? That we have to figure out. But that seems to be the issue that Rashi is bringing in, and that's why this Gemara obviously has something to say about possibly this halacha of kedei lahamis. The Gemara is discussing ad kedei kach, that do you meet kedei lahazik on that particular depth of between 1 and 9. But meanwhile, we're talking about 9 vis-a-vis misa. But to the extent that there's halacha of yesh omed l'nezikin and yesh omed l'misa is a given, and if we interpret misa, this is why I asked in the beginning, misa to refer to even misa's behema, then this is the yesh omed l'misa. If we were to interpret misa to be limited to rotzeach by Adam, so then you have to know then maybe this misa of a bor, of a shor in a bor, is merely more like omed l'nezikin, if you will. The same thing Mar is clearing by the 1 to 9. It could be 9 on Misa is sort of similar to Nezikin. So then it may not be necessarily the halacha of Omid L'Misa, but it's Omid L'Nezikin. But the Gemara ends up saying that that's also a din of Omid, Yesh Omid L'Nezikin. So again, what in the Vamei Siyalo? The Gemara says it by Chovel. Okay, so you have to know, maybe there's a difference between Chovel and Nizki Mamon. That already is a question. How do you put together the Makar Yesh Omid? Some Achronim want to say that it is similar to that Gemara, but then what do you need a pasuk Mei Siyalo? Seemingly it's based on Mei Siyalo, but it's the same basic spirit of the din of the Omer that we have over here seems to be the issue of Kedei Lahamis by a bor tes ugavi mis. This is all one way that comes out in the second pshat in Rashi. The Rashi mentions it over there. So it comes out, it's not stomach zeres hakasuf of tes being pater and misa. It's based on this issue of that, again, you couldn't say it on your own, misvar. You couldn't say it on your own because the animal died when it fell on the bor. The answer is, yeah, but the boar is not a mazik on Misa. Because the boar itself should not have killed the animal. So the boar is not a mazik on Misa. It's like a din of omed. The person died because he got hit. But that weapon should not have killed him. So that's that means it's not mechayev him because the weapon should not have done it. It came through something else. So it is by boar, he regards boar gabi Misa. The Torah is mechadesh in all those cases that you need, it has to be kedei lahamis. The weapon by Ritzicha, Chovel, Evin Obe'egrof, kedei, and if it would be attributed to something more than the weapon, you're pater. So the Torah says over here as well, and Vamesi Yalo, the Torah is saying, Me'ein Zeh, that you need, it should be kedei lahamis. That's the way Rashi is magdir that Zeres HaKasav. It's not stomach Zeres HaKasav, it's within this idea that bor is not a mazik on Misa. Bor test is not viewed as a mazik. It wouldn't have died if it didn't fall on the bor. Correct. But the bor is not a mazik on the scenario of Misa. That seems to be like the same idea as the Gemara by Yesh Omed, Yesh Omed L'Misa, Yesh Omed L'Nezikin. It's not a mazik. It could happen from other reasons as well. Therefore, there's not enough to mechayiv here in the way that it happened. That, again, that's a very specific way to understand the din of bor tes being pater on Misa. And before Rashi said it, before I could have said stomach zeres hakasuv. But it seems to be that the zeres hakasuv is interpreted in this manner. Yonin, sorry, I kept you waiting. Yeah.
No problem. I must have misunderstood the Gemara in Kiddushin about when you yell at someone and then they go deaf when you have
Tuckle,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it must be that there are certain things that you don't consider any nezikin that happens as a result of a certain action, and maybe not that the halacha works the same way, but just as a mashal for here, we don't consider such a thing as dying in the case of bortet.
What do you mean don't consider it dying?
I mean, it's not something that we say is as a result of bortet, just like when you scream in someone's ear, which can deafen them, we don't consider it as a mazik.
What you're trying to say in some way is like a grumma. I mean, in a certain way, every bor, take the case of bor. Every case of bor in some way is a grumma. In other words, you built a bor, and then the person fell in, and mimela they died. So, but b'hachi chayvi rachmana, the Torah is b'chayv you for causing that takala, that caused the death. In a way, a lot of niski moment is that way, right? By standards of did you do it? Did you indirectly do it? So you might say it's a grumma, but that's the halacha. The halacha is that this grumma that occurred, your animal gored, your animal ate, your bor was a siba for a cause for a hezek. A person fell in the bor that you made. So the Torah is mechayv the bala bor. But within that context of the Torah is mechayv the bala bor for the gram that he caused, there's now this extra caveat. Gram has to be defined by certain criteria, namely that this is considered the mazik, the appropriate mazik for that result, that it happens solely because of that bor. Of course, the shor wouldn't have fallen in, wouldn't have died if it didn't fall in. But since the contributing factors are more than the bor to that result, so then the Torah doesn't hold you responsible. So it's not viewed as a takala for that, as a mazik for that result, that you'd be held responsible, because there's other reasons that it happened as well. Follow me? So it's, again, to the extent that you remove that extra, those other factors, that's the chiyuv of bor. It's also in the rest. Your example is separate. That's a separate discussion. What's called man ma'isa, what's not called man ma'isa, what's called grama. Here we're talking about a parsha bor that Torah is mechayiv you for. We know there's a din of bor, there's a bala bor yisalim. But now there's a din of kedei lahamis. And what's not kedei lahamis? And if it's not kedei lahamis, you're pater. Why are you pater? Xeris hakasuf, maybe. Or maybe it's because of this idea, just like we find by Omer, that it has to be assessed that it would be the sole cause of that result. Both say it's a little darker stick, but hopefully you can follow, you feel good. Now, there's a whole other way to think about this. Maybe, you'll tell me, that the reason why a bor tes is pater amisa, tell me, a new svar. No? Maybe mashmal is in the Rambam, although it's not clear for sure the Rambam is saying this, but the Rambam, there's a lush that they like to quote, Achorim like to quote in the Rambam. It's interesting, the Rambam doesn't say it directly by the case of the bor test. He has a case, another case of bor, above ground. There's all cases, all different scenarios of bor. They have a bor below ground. And since we hold, like Shmuel, that the basis of bor could also be chavata, we'll see if we get to it, I don't know. There's a whole machlokes amoraim later, whether the fundamental chi of a bor is based on hevel or chavata. Rav says that the chiyuv is really not chavata. Tosis is going to touch on it in the Tosis in the bottom here. Chavata means the impact of the ground, of the bor. So that's considered the mechayiv. And hevel means that the foul odor, the foul smell, the lack of being able to breathe well in the depth of the bor, that's considered to be the mechayiv. There's a certain inability to breathe. And to the extent there's a bor yud, that's considered an amount of hevel that could cause, that can cause death, less than that couldn't cause death. That's the beginning of the sugya nunma base. So nafkamina would be above ground. Above ground, it's only an issue of chavat and not an issue of hevel. Okay, but we hold that the chiyuv can even be based on chavat. So the Rambam, in discussing a case of a tail, meaning it's a mound above ground, so now we have to be ten tfachim to mechuyiv for misa. So the Rambam in Alacha Tezvav, you have it, right? Yeah, you guys have the Rambam.
Did you read it?
Pass around. Yud Beis Tezvav. Asa tel gavor b'shus harabim. So you make a tall mound b'shus harabim. The nechbeto bo habehema umesa. The animal fell on it, tripped on it, and died from this hump in the ground. So now it depends. How high was the hump? You know, it came and then fell off of it. Im haya gabo asar tfachim chayiv shalim, the animal died, you have to pay for the animal. The animal died from this bor, but this bor is a bor of above ground, a tail above ground, and it fell from that type of a height. So you caused you made a bor of asara, and the animal died, then you're chayit. The imhaya pachas miasara, if it was less than 10, so from such a height, right, it's not kedei lahamis, right? Patra al misas abehema, avam huska bilvad chayiv v'sham nezik shalim. You're patra on misa, but you're chayiv on hezik. This is the equivalent of the case of the Mishnah of a bor tes being chayiv on ezikim. But the Rambam adds, v'afil b'tel gavoa koshuhu u'b'chafir koshuhu. Interesting. It doesn't say how high it has to be for Nezikin. From that perspective, it sounds like, at least by Bor, ain't Omid for Nezikin. That's interesting as well to notice. The Rambam says how high minimum has to be. The Rambam says shanezek the koshu davar marsev yadua. In this regard, the Rambam is going in the direction of ein, at least by bor, ein omed l'nezikin. Even though the Gemara says yesh omed, you have to know the Gemara could be talking about only chovel. That's a separate issue. The Rambam says hanezek the koshu davar marsev yadua. Nezek could happen even at the smallest shiur. The ein hamisa bekoshu mitsuya. But here are the key words. Varehu kimo ones. Now, the Rambam calls the animal dying at a fall of 9 an ones. Kimo ones. Striking is the Rambam gives this hesber over here in Halacha Tezvav by the tail. When the Rambam talks about the Halacha Bor test for Misa in the classic case of Bor, which is earlier, the Rambam doesn't add that Kamo Onus. So that's a very unusual thing. If has many Achronim want to take the Rambam literally, this is a new gather of the Ptur of Bor Tes Mi Misa because of Onus, different than what we saw in Rashi, then why did the Rambam say it earlier? The Rambam earlier, Nalacha Yud, Lama nema bor shiyer bo kidei lohamis. Kama kidei lohamis, omek asarim. Haya pochas mi asarim, nafa tocha shoch amor, behem malchai v'of, meis patim, huzku chaya balat akal anethik shalim. He doesn't say, but patim mi misa because it's kamo onis. He doesn't say anything over there. He only talks about it over here. So Rabbi Yulei, Mali, and others, they all struggle to figure out why the Rambam mentioned this new reason of kamo onis in the case of a bor itself, only by the case of tail. But Lamaisa, the Mashmolus HaRambam, does seem to be, at least in Halacha Tezvav, he says it again in Tezayin, such a Lashon, Kamo Ones, but at least for now we only saw Tezvav. The Rambam seems to be saying something new. That the Ptur of a Bor Tes Mimisa is Begeder Ones. So the Kedei Lohamis that we saw in the Mishnah makes it an Ones. No, you'll ask him a kasha, why don't you have a Mesia Lo then? So maybe a Mesia Lo is only for the Chachamim to now do the assessment. But the bottom line is, the Ptur is, it's an onus. Let's take we have still a few minutes. There's a fascinating machlokes later, the Rajba and the Ramah, on the Gemara later, that again, hopefully you got to already. The Hemshacha Gemara, Nun Amid Beis, and then Aleph Amir Aleph. Very interesting thing. The Maisa there with Rav Nachman, with an animal that fell into what the Gemara calls this Arisa de Daloi. It's four lines from the bottom in the Gemara, on Nun Amid Beis. You see the Maisa is mentioned in the Gemara there. So a shor fell into Arisa de Daloi. Rashi says Arisa de Daloi means a little river that was watering fields, which is, has a depth of an amma. How much is an amma? How many tfachim? Six. So it's six tfachim, that's why it's called an amma, amma samayim, because it's six tfachim deep. That's what Rashi says. Amuka amma or rechava amma. So good. So it has a depth of six tfachim. The animal, the shore, fell into that river, six tfachim deep. Risa de Daloi. Daloi means it was a river that was watering fields. Now, the shaila is ugabi treifa. An animal can become a treifa. Obviously, it would be treif, and you couldn't eat it. Fishach did it now. But there's a way to be bodik. If the animal survives after a fall for 24 hours, then it means it didn't become a treifa. But what happened in this story was that the person shechted it before waiting 24 hours. Shaila is, can he eat the meat? So Rav Nachman rules, tarfe Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Rashi explains, it's considered to be one of the treifas that we have to think maybe occurred. Risuke Yavarim, the animal could have gotten crushed with its internal organs. It's one of the Yudchas treifos, Nafchum and Agag. Even if you can't see the maka visibly, but if the animal cannot stand for 24 hours afterwards, if the case like that would happen and the animal survived, able to stay for 24 hours, then it would be kosher. But if it didn't, you didn't have the chance to check, or if it didn't stand up for 24 hours, that would be a potential problem. So this short did not get up, did not pick itself up and start walking. So Rav Nachman said, it's a treifa. It was shechted right away. But Rav Nachman said, E shaka mare dahi Torah kavad the kimcha. He would have taken some kavav kemach to pay his expenses. And he would have come to the Beis Medrash and asked a shayla, and they would have told him the din is by treifa im shasa me'isle'es k'shera. The animal could stand up and exist for 24 hours and walk around, it's kosher. If he had only spent a little bit of money to come to Beis Medrash and heard such a psak, lo afsa de latura, the shava kamakavi, he wouldn't have lost his short. It's worth much more than those small involved with the expense of going to the Beis Medrash. Instead, he didn't want to do that, and he shechted the animal, and now I have no choice but to make it a treif. I have to assume that the animal is a treif. So the Gemara is bringing this story in connection to the issue of chavata. Because if you say that there's the issue of chavata, of the animal falling in the bor, and its basis, the injury is coming from the bang, from the impact, and it's only asara tefachim, so why would this cause a problem of treifa if, after all, the animal only fell how far down? Only six tefachim. So that brings us into the Gemara's discussion. We don't need to go through the whole Shaka V'Tari, only the very end of the Gemara. The Gemara gives the answer, Ela hainu taima d'Rav Nachman. El hainu taima d'Rav Nachman savar. Mikresa d'tura la'ara kamahavi arba. The animal, from the ground to where the animal is standing, because the animal is standing on its 4 feet, right? So there's 4 tefachim. That's the distance of the floor where the animal is on the ground to where the animal is now standing, if it's standing straight, standing, you know, for itself, standing, you know, above the ground. Arisu daloi kama avishita, ha'asar. Ishtakach techika machbit, when the animal is now falling down. So if you add the 4 tefachim from where the animal's head is, above the ground, to the 6 tefachim of the drop, you actually have a drop of 10. Okay, so that's why you can have the possibility of them becoming a treif, or Nachman said it's a treif. Frek the Gemara. Ela masnisin de katani. The Mishnah, Daf Nun Amud Beis, says, Ma bor shehu kedei lo hamis yu tefachim, av kol sheyesh bo kedei lo hamis yu tefachim. The Mishnah says that when are you chayiv from misa by a bor? If it's kedei lahamis yud tefachim. Why 10 tefachim? The shita sagi. Because you're telling me that you have the 4 tefachim from the ground to where the animal is, and now with the 6 and the 4, you have 10. And you have already the same potential of misa, the same way you can become a treifa, could die. So why is the Mishnah talking about 10? Both say the kasha. Shaila is now how to read the Gemara's text. And for the Gemara, Amri Masnisin de Igander Lebor. What does it mean? It sounds like the Gemara is making new kimta in the Mishnah. That's what it sounds like, the pshuto, pashup shad of the words. What does Igander Lebor mean? The animal rolled into the bor. Rashi says, Shochiv haya v'nisgal go v'nofa. The animal was lying down and it fell into the bor. So there is therefore they only have whatever it is in the bor is 6. So they didn't fall in the fault, and they didn't drop 10. So Pashut, you read the Gemara, what would that mean? That means that the halacha of bor yud, chayva misa, is only a case of a shor that rolled into a bor. And if the shor was standing, then what would be if the bor was 6? You also be chayva misa. Is that in fact true? It comes out everything we've been discussing the entire shir about a bor yud being chayv misa and less than yud being patra misa is only in a specific okimta of rolling. And if its animal is standing up, then you can read bichayv on 6. The Mishnah says yud. The Gemara says adigan de labor. So the Ramah, quoted by the Torah in Siman Taf Yud, says yilchanan. You have to always take into account the distance between where the animal, what position the animal was when it fell. The Rashbaz, who soon see, disagrees, and he has a different reading of the Gemara. We'll have to read that for tomorrow, the exact pshat in the Gemara. But I want you to notice something interesting in the Rashba. If you haven't yet looked at the Rashba, look at it again. You have the Rashba, it's also handed out, right? The Rashba has the following kasha on the Ramah. And then he says his own pshat in the Gemara. According to the Rashba, at the end of the day, the Mishnah is going to be clear. It's only a bor yud, yochayiv, and misa. Anything less than yud, you're not chayiv. He has a new reading of the Gemara. We'll have to see. But when the Rashba asks the kasha, on those who want to say that it's always going to depend on what position the animal was when it fell, the Rashba asked, they don't understand, because even if the animal rolled in, but since had it been standing, the animal would have died, says the Rashba, so it's called chilaso bipshia, the sofa ba'onis. So you should be chayiv even if the animal ended up rolling into the boar. That's the Rashba's kasha on those, on the Ramah, in other words, that learns the Gemara, Kipshuto, that the mice is always going to depend on how the animal rode in. That's the Rashba's kasha. Now, this kasha of the Rashba makes sense if I understand the basis of the tour of less than 10 on Misa, how? Like where we dike in the Ramba, that is a getter of onus. So the Rashba will say, so even if the case is seemingly an onus now, because the animal rolled in and it shouldn't have died, but since it could have come in the bar while standing, so it's tchilas of the pshat, sofa ba'onus. But if the yisod of the tour of less than 10 is the way it's mashpah from Rashi here, which is that what? That it's not called a mazik for misa. Lo machmas habor meis. In sync with the Gemara, the spirit of the Gemara of Yesh Omed Lemisa, Yesh Omed Lenezikin. So what kind of kasha would the Rashba be asking? That it's chilas of the pshias of ba'onis. Lemaisa, is this bar a mazik for Misa or not? The animal rode into the bar. So was it a mazik for Misa? For Misa, for an animal that rode into the bar? It was only bar of 6. It's not Kedei Lahamis. Based on Rashi's understanding, what kind of kasha is Rashba asking? Seemingly, if the Rashba is asking Chiyos and Pshiyah of Sofa Ba'onis, that suggests, the Rashba is thinking in terms of the Ptur being Onis, and if you're Pshiyah for whatever eventuality for Pshiyah, then even an Onis happened, L'maisa, you're still pinned with the liability. The Ramah might hold, the Ramah who holds that in a Chanami, every case has to be measured by the situation, and the way the Gemara seems to be suggesting, and Ukimta and the Mishnah, then it could be understood in terms of the issue of Rashi, that is a question of whether it's a mazik, in which case, for Maisa, it's not a mazik for Misa, you're putter for Misa. But the problem is going to be, Rabosai, if you go back in the Rashba and see how the Rashba learns the Gemara, then we have to figure out how that's going to work. If the Rashba understood the issue mitzad onus, then how is it going to work with the Rashba's own pshat in the Gemara? And I mean, Mr. Shemi, if they also start in the Tosis, if we could. Okay. What to do.